This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at newsroom at WGXC.org. Public News Service has this report.
It's been 10 years since the state's high court ordered New York to pay billions for bilking state schools out of funding. But a report by the Alliance for Quality Education finds the state still owes $4.8 billion from that judgment, largely to schools in high-need communities. Alliance Executive Director Billy Easton says his group, parents, teachers, and legislators will spend the next several months pushing Governor Andrew Cuomo to pay up.
What we want to see is quality investment in our schools. If the state had been doing its job all along, our schools, those that are struggling, would be doing better. The vast majority of our schools are doing well, but they're still underfunded, and the local taxpayers can't do it in property taxes.
The report also uses state data to break down the amounts owed to schools based on each legislator's school district. Easton and other advocates are urging Governor Cuomo to commit some of this year's expected budget surplus to paying this debt.
The state has a $2.7 billion recurring surplus. There's also options for how else they could generate money by taxing millionaires and hedge fund managers to pay their fair share in order to fund our schools.
He says the group is planning a number of activities to shine a light on the issue, including a rally at the state capitol today. He predicts hundreds will attend. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.
Assemblymember Pete Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, is not running for the congressional seat that's open next election, but did introduce a resolution E846 on January 12th that would require the results of votes on the assembly floor to be made electronically available to the public within 24 hours. He put out this electronic statement.
So today we offered a series of resolutions to change the rules of the House. My rule request that was a vote that was made on the floor should be made available within 24 hours by electronic format, so the public can see the vote and be able to react to it. These rule changes are needed so that government is more available to the people and decisions aren't made in a vacuum.
Philip Grant has this report.
William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties students with disabilities will run a greenhouse and farm stand through a $744,520 grant from the State Education Department. The two-year program for students with mild to moderate disabilities is in environmental science. Officials wrote in a press release, and I quote, "The focal point of the program will be the construction of a greenhouse, vegetable garden, and farm stand on the Saugerties High School campus. Students will learn how to grow organic vegetables and other produce and create products such as pies, jams, maple syrup, and seasonal wreaths, all of which will be sold at the farm stand. In addition, students will gain practical experience in customer service, sales, accounting, marketing, and other areas," end quote. The program is planned to begin later this year. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2016, and the National Weather Service in Albany has put out a wind advisory until 5 p.m. There could be gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour today. It should be partly sunny with a high near 24 and a low around 14. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 31 and a low around 24. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 41. There are also many public meetings today. In Athens, the village board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. In Catskill, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals public hearing, then a regular Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. In Clermont, there's a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Columbia County's Board of Supervisors has a public hearing on Local Law Number 1 of 2016 at 7:25, then a full board meeting at 7:30 at 401 State Street in Hudson. Copake, there's a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. In Ghent, there's a planning board application night at 6 p.m., followed by a zoning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall in Ghent. In Hudson, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meets at 6 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson. In Jewett, there's a town board meeting at 7 p.m. In Kinderhook, there's both a Town 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting at 7 at Town Hall and a Kinderhook Village Board meeting at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook at 7:30 p.m. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, community radio for Green, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, Rensselaer, Albany, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and western Massachusetts.